The International Committee for Human Rights in Iran have spoken to various sources, including doctors at hospitals in Tehran, and they've also been in touch with family members of those who died. The hospitals, to give one example, say that on occasion there would be numbers approaching 30 or in excess of 30 in the morgue at any one time, and almost all of those had gunshot wounds, which were almost certainly as a result of the clashes that took place in the streets. One other anecdote, really quite a disturbing and graphic one, is that one woman has spoken to the website of the Islamic Participation Party in Iran, which is a main reformist party, and she said that when she was looking for her missing son, she eventually, after being sent from pillar to post, went to what was essentially a cold storage depot in the southwest of Tehran, usually used for storing dairy products and fruit. She went there and was shown hundreds of photographs of people who may have been her loved one, and she couldn't find the person she was looking for. She said that on her way out, she was taken to a room where she saw hundreds of bodies piled on top of each other. And at that point, she passed out from the shock, and when she regained consciousness, she found herself in a car. That really is a scary and really quite chilling anecdote. It's not the only one of that nature. One other lady who did eventually find her son said she went to a revolutionary court after being sent from pillar to post for weeks. And once again, she was shown a picture album of 60 people who'd all been killed in the demonstrations. And out of that, she did find her son